Thank you very much, Chair. Ministers, Excellencies, and delegates, let me start out by congratulating Dr. Chu on his re-election as Director General. Also echoing previous speakers from EU member states, Denmark is aligned with the statement to be made by Spain as the EU presidency country. Now, the world is suffering from multiple crises, including global food insecurity, climate change, and biodiversity loss, as well as a severe cost of living crisis, highly exacerbated by Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. The scale of the current global hunger and malnutrition crisis is enormous. More than 345 million people now face high levels of food insecurity. In line with the EU Council conclusions on FAO, Denmark acknowledges that FAO has an essential role to play in relation to achieving the Sustainable Development Goals. We appreciate the theme for this year's conference, Integrated Water Resources Management, which serves as a foundation for sustainable development by addressing the complex interconnections between water, ecosystems, human well-being, and socio-economic development. It helps integrate water considerations into broader development strategies and ensures the sustainable and equitable use of water resources, thereby contributing to the achievement of multiple SDGs. Denmark calls on FAO to intensify its work in the following key areas. Drive the transition towards sustainable food systems, which ensure food security for all at local, regional, and global levels. This includes a strong focus on sustainable agricultural productivity, biodiversity loss, and climate change. Provide effective and timely responses to the global crisis through analysis of the global trends and challenges, including the consequences of the war in Ukraine and other conflicts as well. Address related issues such as food loss and waste and healthy diets for all, as well as the threat from antimicrobial resistance and deforestation's free value chains. And finally, focus more on decentralized actions, including anticipatory actions to prevent famine and adapt to climate shocks, and increase cooperation with other UN agencies, especially the other Rome-based agencies, in order to deliver joint results. FAO can rely on Denmark as a member of the European Union to do our part. Our new agreement on a green transition of the Danish agricultural sector contains a binding climate target for the agricultural sector of 55% to 65% CO2 reduction by 2030. The agreement has a very strong focus on climate-smart agriculture and green technologies, and includes also a strategy for green proteins and a new fund for plant-based foods. We also work intensively with the food loss and waste and implementation of climate-friendly dietary guidelines through public-private partnerships and voluntary agreements. And I believe we are one of the first countries to develop a national voluntary climate label on food. As part of Denmark's strategy for development cooperation, we aim at preventing poverty and inequality along with conflict, displacement, and irregular migration, while strengthening resilience towards climate change. The strong links between food systems and climate change underline the importance of putting food systems transformation high on the international climate agenda, including at the upcoming UN Food Systems Summit, Stocktaking Moment, the SDG Summit, and COP28. Thank you very much for your kind attention, Chair. Yeah.